Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth
drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Hey, I want y'all to holler at me. The number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number, 646-929-2037. Holler at me. I'll holler back. I want to hear from you. I, of course, want you to go to the Smooth Drama page, smoothdrama.com. Check me out. Join the Yahoo group. You know, hang out a tad bit. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. Meet me. You find a network, I'm probably on it. I'd love to hear from you so we can talk about whatever, this and that, from sneakers to hat. I'm an open sort of guy, so if you want to talk, I'm the man for you. I got you. It's all under control. In the meanwhile, let's get it going. I'm amazed by what I see every day. I know a lot of people are talking about the election, whatnot. We got a month left, or about a month and a half left before we get the election going, and everybody start talking about who we gonna vote for, blah, 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 blah. I ain't paying attention to it. It's a foregone conclusion. I mean, if Obama loses to Mitt Romney, hey, what does that say about the people? You can vote for a guy who don't give a damn about people at all. But I ain't gonna get political yet. Because I'm actually stuck on something that I saw. You know, there was this phenomenon that came out. It was called planking, and it was kind of cool. Planking was out there, and people were doing these stupid poses in different places. And I guess it picked up, whatnot. Then, all of a sudden, oh my God, we get the split, or what they call the super split. The super split is where, I guess, women are taking pictures and just them in their rooms or wherever doing the perfect split. I want to say that it is awesome. I encourage all ladies to do the split. And if you can't do the split, just sit there with your legs open. It will be greatly appreciated by all. I mean, because that's basically what the split is, women with their legs open. Now, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything like that, but as a man who appreciates women, a woman with her legs open is like, you go, girl. You are the one. You make me... Anyway, I'm not going to start singing. But I'm going to say, hey, it is not that bad. It is not that bad at all. Now, what is bad? It is something that, oh, man, I don't want to be racial. I don't want to belittle people. But there's a thing out there, and it's the penis size map. And apparently this penis size map shows how short or how long the residents are in different nations all across the world. One that's shocking. Who is number one? Ladies, drum roll. is the Republic of Congo, with an average of 7.1 inches. So, ladies, if you're looking for some deep penetration, the Republic of Congo is where it's going to happen. Even though I'm curious to see who they were, how this came about, because I didn't get an email. And this is one of the things where they do these surveys, and I get upset because I don't get an email, I don't get mail, nothing, where they would measure me. I'm like, hey, I would like to be measured, because I found out that in America, we came in 25th. We came in behind the UK and Spain and Canada, because I guess the average size of the American man is 5.1 inches. Now, I'm going to say this. There's no way in hell they were measuring everybody. Because I don't know anybody that in my circle who got measured. Nobody called me up like, oh, man, check it out, dog. We got measured for the penis contest all around the world. I mean, I would have liked to have been involved in something like that. You know, represent, you know, you got the Olympics. This is like the penis Olympics. I would have liked to try to medal in penis size. Should I not want to medal? Should I not want to represent my country? Anyway, but not surprisingly, Ecuador came in at 7 inches at number 2, Ghana 6.8, and Iceland 6.5, man, I'm telling you, a point shaving, because me and my homies alone, we would have raised the bar. Wouldn't have been no 5.1, I tell you that. Been 5.2, anyway. I'm not going to say that it is racist, but I'm going to guess that the people that participated in this survey were probably not of the darker, swarthy variety of people. And we'll just leave it at that. Average penis size 5.1. Man, I got 8-year-old nephews at 5.1. Okay. Moving on. Now, I did see something that made me want to be involved in something. Brazil has stepped up their game. I mean, we talk about Brazil, and you talk about the Mardi Gras and the festivals that they have, but Brazil is taking it to the next level of the game, and I kind of think I want to go to Brazil. Brazil has a Miss Bum Bum pageant, and I guess the pageant is seeking the best butt in Brazil. So you would be like the queen of ass in Brazil if you win this contest. And apparently this contest is supposed to go through in November. But in the meantime, you can go to their website, Miss Bum Bum Brazil. .com, and you can vote, and they actually have pictures of the contestants, which, you know, I thought was cool. So I checked them out like 3-4 times, because, you know, I wanted to make sure that if I was going to vote for somebody, they was going to be deserving, of course, of my vote. And I only have one teeny weeny problem. Well, not teeny weeny. I didn't see any dark skinned booties. You know, they were all light bright. I mean, there were some nice asses. Don't get me wrong, but I was like, I didn't see the thunder booty. Or just the booty that when one side moves is a tremor and the other side moves is an earthquake. And when I think the bum bum Miss Brazil butt contest, I'm thinking earth shattering booty, one them booties that lock up your throat and you can't talk. Drive my throat out. I have to get something to drink before I move on talking about it. That I did not see. So there were some nice asses. And I hope to, and I want to say this to the people in Brazil, the organizers. Holla at your boy. If you need a judge, I work it for free. I will pay for my hotel and everything. Look me up. I am a booty connoisseur. So if you need someone to judge the booty, and you want me to judge the booty fairly, I'm here. Just let me know when and where. And it's on. I'm not asking for too much. Brazil, I might go anyway because I support women's rights, and any women that want put their booty out there in an artistic fashion, sort of like my homegirls from Go Topless, they want the right to show their breath, be able to be like men and walk around with their breasts. I support women who feel like, hey, you know what? I have the best ass, and I want the world to see it. I respect that. I hope that everybody else out there respects it, too. If you don't respect the booty, I'm choked up. I can't even talk no more. Talking about the booty. But not respecting the booty, though, is good old, another one, Caterina Migliorini. And I know I'm saying it wrong, but it don't matter. She's a scrub girl who is supposedly auctioning her virginity to help the poor. You know, those downtrodden people. And she's from Brazil, and she's not in the booty contest, but she wants to auction off her virginity for one time on an airplane. So I guess she's saying that she's going to have sex one time. I doubt it. On the airplane. And that's what it is. Now, I don't know anybody else, but I am not believing that shit. But supposedly, the bidding's reached up to $160,000. And Miss Migliorini insists, I am not a hooker, and I still believe in love. For me, it's not prostitution. When someone does something once in his or her life, this is not considered a profession. If you take a picture and it comes out good, you are not a photographer because of it. But ends up that her sex for the first time, which I'm thinking she probably has had sex. She's doing it as part of an Australian film project called Virgins Wanted. And she's getting a 20%, she's getting $20,000 and a 90% cut of the auction price. Now, she's getting 90% of $160,000 so far. So I guess 10%, she's going to give $16,000 because she's going to wipe out. She's going to wipe out, what you call them there? She's going to wipe out poverty and homelessness as we know it. Right down there in Brazil, because as you know, that $16,000 that she's about to give up, it's going to do a lot of work. Shout out to Katarina. I hope it's good for you. And to the people who are actually buying the pussy, trick. Nothing more, nothing less. And on that note, take a break here. This is my homie Kali from the Seed. Never lost control.
I've been sitting on my hands for a long time, for a long time.
I'm a master cook, fight master, my passion, moving aggressive, proving impressive, and a master, the whole glow, full fold, I'm old gold, the street classic, moving the street, piece of tactic, mathematics equation, I'm raising the bar, my 16, equal greater than amazing, and far beyond your average star, the dawn, got a few tricks up his sleeve, best believe you better pick up a lead.
Wow. Anyway, black drama. Okay, sorry about that, everyone. Technical difficulties beyond our control. But we are back, and my being back has some Chinese today. So I kind of got checked up when I was happening in Kentucky, where Red Flower Chinese restaurant, they got caught pulling in a dead deer, dragging it in a trash bin with 12-foot leg out back. And as y'all know, the joke is Chinese restaurant, they serve you cat and dog. But I guess this is where they said that the owner says he picked up the deer along Interstate 75 in Kentucky. So it was like roadkill. He said, we don't do this all the time. And of course, he didn't admit to doing it before, but at the same time, he did do it. And if people didn't see it, they probably would have been eating deer, aka chicken, aka beef, aka pork. And everybody thinking they're getting roadkill. Of course, the Department of Health shut their ass down, but still. Yeah. Shout out to Red Flower Chinese restaurant. I don't think anybody's gonna ever eat there again. And if you do, hey, this road kills for you, homie. Nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Oh, does not help my stomach out. The fact that I know that's stereotyping, but still, roadkill, and not that he probably not the only one that's doing it. I'm sure there have been restaurants that aren't Chinese that have probably bagged some roadkill and like, yeah, this will save us some profit right here. We're gonna put it out there. Ugh. Yeah. Taco Bell, eat your heart out. Anyway, speaking of putting it out there, there's a club in Japan called Seinoya, and it's what they call a cuddle club. Supposedly, you go there and you can pay to take a nap alongside a stranger. Seinoya is a co-sleeping specialty shop. You can sleep with one of the staff or female employees for a price. It's not a whole house, they say. And 3,000 yen, which is about $38, you can sleep with somebody. And for 1,000 yen, about $12, you can give the woman a massage and have the woman look at you and get petted on the head or have the woman change clothes. Yeah. Okay. Now, am I missing something? I'm going to pay to lay on side a stranger when, shit, I can be homeless and do that. fall asleep with a stranger, I'm going to pay them to fall asleep with a stranger. I'm going to pay money to massage a stranger's feet. And they can pat me on the head like I'm a goddamn dog. Really? Isn't where we at? Yeah, I'm sorry, but there is no way in hell I'm rolling with that one. I mean, really? Craziness. Crazy. I don't understand it, but I guess over in Asia, that type of thing is where it's at. Because I can't see you doing that big of business here. I just can't see it. The people. I guess, I know people have that issue or not, but it has it on there. A lot of people. Really? You can watch some watch cable, see somebody in the movie. It's like that. Okay, once again, sorry party people, we're definitely having some internet connection issues tonight. I'm sorry that we're getting cut up here. It's quite breaking me off. Oh, in April. Not April. Wow. See, I'm shook. I can't even concentrate. Anyway, in Asia, Japan, also they have what you call a love jewel bar, which is in Tokyo, and it's the first love and sex bar dedicated to women. Supposedly, this bar is a place where women can go and openly discuss masturbation. Because I guess in Japan, women can't talk about masturbation. Oh my God. I mean, I don't know if this one would be in the United States. I'm sure it could be, but then you'd have men protesting outside, like, why can't we come? And that's okay. Once again, I am so sorry. It's something I don't know about. I'll be able to keep continuing on with the show. Hopefully, we won't have any more technical difficulties or maybe force to halt the show. Just come back when everything is better. Japanese have a masturbation bar, which made me think, like, damn, maybe I could open up a masturbation bar. Just in. Okay, party people. But due to technical All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the show, and I will catch you soon. Mr. F the N-word is out. Peace.